Accuser of Conley is ready to testify. Atlanta, Georgian, August 6, 1913, deplores newspaper publicity but poses merrily for the camera brigade. Dewey H. Mincy, the schoolteacher and insurance solicitor who made an affidavit that Jim Conley confessed to him that he had already killed a girl that day and didn't want to kill anyone else, was the center of attention for the crowd on the outside of the courthouse Wednesday morning. While deploring newspaper publicity, he readily agreed to pose for a group of newspaper photographers, assuming many poses, some of which were rather grotesque. He followed this with implicit instructions to the photographer that his picture was not to be printed in the papers. Efforts to get him to state whether he had seen Jim Conley since his arrest proved futile. Mincy declared he would make this statement or answer until he had taken the stand. Mincy was located at New Salem Gay, near Rising Fawn, in Dade County. He is teaching school there, his work being the preparation of students to enter the Martha Barry School at Rome. "I will not talk of the case and will not tell my story until I take the stand," said Mincy. "If Jim Conley killed little Mary Fagan, I feel that it is my duty to tell of the experience I had with him that Saturday afternoon. I don't think this thing should be discussed in the newspapers, though. I regard newspapers as a necessity. These matters should be left to the court hearings. It is a loss to me to be here, and I trust the case will soon be over. I think, though, that it is my duty to tell what I know." Mincy is a man of small stature with piercing eyes and a gray mustache. He wears a black felt slouch hat and a dark suit.